The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Yeah, this is a sports show, but it's not really. It never has been. It's about whatever we think you guys are going to be interested in. And I do think it's important that you're interested in the election, no matter which side you're on, who you're voting for. This is a day where you can make a difference. It's important. I heard Barry talking about, you know, he was basically buying the George Carlin thing. It's like, well, if I don't vote, then it's not my fault. You know, I can complain. No, you can complain if you vote for somebody else that loses and the winner turns out to be a dickweed. How long does Jason Garrett last in Dallas?
I know Jerry's not happy with the results, but he's a puppet, and that's what Jerry wants, is somebody who will puppet his wants. Unfortunately, Jerry's ego tells him he's this good at football-related things, and he's really about this good at it. Jason Garrett's not a good enough coach to overcome that. So, really, I think you need someone there who can push Jerry Jones and just be like, no, this isn't the best way.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also just up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At my name, Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. First 2 hours, talked a little election, a lot of football, a little bit of everything. Even threw some hockey in there, man. And a gym of the day, which I looked up, and it is true. So I feel much better about the gym of the day now.
Yeah.
It just struck me as one of those. I think the website that he sent was kind of a little shady, which always makes me wonder, but I looked it up and it's all over like the Palm Beach Post and places like that. So it really happened.
Yeah.
I have another pair of Billy Gibbons tickets to give away. So it's 6:09, 5 minutes from now. You can win a pair of tickets to see Billy Gibbons, best known as the guitarist and lead vocalist from ZZ Top, live in concert featuring Matt Sorum, Austin Hanks, and Elwood Francis for the Big Bad Blues Tour at the Revention Music Center this Friday, November 9th. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. And so at 6:09, we'll take caller number 12.
All right.
So there you go. Well, says, am I the only one that sings along with AJ's Gym of the Day song? No.
Kids, everyone does.
Kids everywhere sing along with that song. Adults everywhere sing along with the Gym of the Day song. It is, you know, it's legendary at this point. And I think the whole world loves that song.
Yeah.
Blair, someone asked, did I miss election talk? I've been swamped today. Yeah, we did the entire 4 o'clock hour on it, Blair. And I want to thank her because when we were talking about judges and stuff, she's one of the people I reached out to for opinions as a lawyer who knows her stuff. And she was really helpful. So thank you, Blair. Sorry you missed the first hour. It was good.
Yeah.
I think it was. But there's also people, talk more sports. Those guys are everywhere. It's just The show goes where it goes. See, and now you get people complaining about the Gym of the Day song. I'm sorry. There's nothing to complain about there. The song is perfect. Would you change Bohemian Rhapsody? No. Would you change Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
Of course not.
No.
Would you change One by Metallica? No.
No.
So you're not going to change the Gym of the Day? Get out of here. Stop that. So, hey, tell you had a really good year of college basketball last year. You got some plays tonight. I saw you tweet them out, but for the people who aren't on Twitter, could you let them know?
The people who aren't on Twitter, and I prefaced my my picks today, and I will say this for at least the next few weeks. Go light until we get more data on these teams. This is a lot of knowing what teams brought back from last year, but we don't know exactly what these teams are going to look like because it's college, so they're different teams than they were a year ago. But I'm playing Kentucky minus 1.5 or 2. I think it's 2 now against Duke tonight. So if you're interested in the big marquee game.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
There you go.
I'm on Kentucky, of course.
Of course you are.
Just like you're on the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm on Kentucky.
I like Florida plus 4.5. They're playing Florida State. UC Santa Barbara. Plus 6.5 against the Wyoming Cowboys.
Ooh.
And Virginia minus 26 against the Towson Tigers.
Mm.
It's big time games, big time action.
Hey, man. A win is a win. I always said that about horse racing people. It's, why are you playing this $5,000 claimer when you got a $1 million stakes race coming up? Because money's money. If I can get more money off of that, I don't care. Buffalo.
I almost bet on Louisiana Tech, but then I realized, I'm still mad at them from Saturday.
That carries over.
Yeah.
Buffalo minus 16.5 at home against Kent State tonight. Any opinion on that football wise?
No, I wouldn't bet against Buffalo. That's a lot of points, but Buffalo's they've got it figured out now. They're healthy now. They're going to roll that team. I don't know if 22 is. I mean, you could still get rolled and not win by 22.
16.5 right now. It's
come
down.
Is it?
Yeah, it's dropped almost 5 points.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm on Buffalo.
Okay.
I like Buffalo. Actually, I need to get on that then immediately.
Because it goes off at 22 minutes.
My favorite game, like early week game, is tomorrow. And I really like Toledo. I think that's a good spot for them, and I think that offensively they're starting to find their groove, and they're getting points.
+3 at Northern Illinois.
Against a team that I think they'll beat probably outright. I'll still take the points because it's a weekday game, and who knows what will happen.
But, yeah, and you're a road team. But
yeah, but I really like Toledo in that spot. I also – and I don't know that I'm looking to play 2 weekday football games on the same night, Wednesday night games, but I really like Miami of Ohio against Ohio tomorrow too. So I
know you like a play. I know you like Fresno on Friday night. They're now a 3-point road favorite.
Yep.
At Boise.
Yep.
Which I think I'm with you on that. Fresno, just even last week, all they do is cover.
Fresno's they're a little undervalued right now because they haven't played much of a schedule.
Yeah.
But Boise's not, this ain't your grandpa's Boise. They're okay. They don't have a great home field advantage. They're not great offensively. I think Fresno rolls them. I think Fresno's legit.
Well, just looking at pregame, 97% of the cash so far on Fresno.
All right.
The guys on pregame have caught on to it because Brad's been on them, and we've been on them. Here's one for you. I won't touch it because they're dead to me after last week, along with Louisiana Tech. I throw Houston and Louisiana Tech into the box of hate from last week. minus 4.5 at home against Temple. I gotta feel like they covered that.
What do you mean? Temple, how are you going to hate on them? They almost beat the world champions.
National champions.
Yeah, world champions. Tell it, nation. Yeah. World.
I can't pull
the world,
I can't pull Houston out of my box of hate. But I think they cover the 4.5. Somebody asked about the West Virginia TCU game and West Virginia only being minus 13.5 at home against TCU. I think I'm with whoever asked that. I think West Virginia inside of 2 touchdowns. I know there's going to be a little letdown after last week, but TCU, since the quarterback issue there has been a problem. I just I think West Virginia's going to roll them.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to think that way as well. But they've got look ahead to Oklahoma State and Oklahoma after that,
right?
And now they've got a lot to play for, and
the pressure goes up a little bit, and suddenly if the game's close, you start getting tight.
So it's probably a stay away game for me, but I do agree with just on the surface, like, really? How's that?
Yeah, on the surface, I got to do a little more digging too, but that does seem a bit much to me. Also, Texas -2 now at Tech. We know what happens when Herman's a favorite.
You already know.
Yeah.
You already know.
If you don't know, you should.
Bevo may be just completely out of gas. I mean, and defensively they're bad. That's going to be an over game, would be my guess, because Ellinger's been playing really well.
64.5. I'll take the over.
I think the over's probably pretty safe.
Let's punch that ticket right now.
Yeah, I think that. Kerry says huge wind advisory in the Buffalo game. Maybe that's why the number's gone down, which would make sense. So, well, thanks for helping me out there, Kerry. I didn't realize that. Yeah. I could have just lost some dough.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So
that's what the people are. And Steven, the weather guy, says TCU at West Virginia, probably close to freezing.
Oh, yeah. If that's the case, so I'm not looking to play two touchdowns in some frigid ass climate where I've got a passing team.
Yeah, that's not good. Jermaine says his daughter became a blitzer because of the Gym of the Day song. That's how a lot of people became blitzers. It's an instant classic.
It really is. You know what else is a classic?
Your penis.
Thanks.
Well, I mean that's I.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. I'm just kidding.
Jeez, I'm trying to set you up here.
I'm going to tell you about Man Centers. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And if you are dealing with low testosterone, and you know, that could cause a lot of problems. It could make you sluggish at work, sluggish at the gym, sluggish in the bedroom. You don't want that. But you also don't want to deal with the crash and going in every week to get a synthetic testosterone shot that can damage your fertility, cause dependency, lead to long-term health issues, and even cause shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. Man Centers, they're focusing on improving your body's ability to produce its own natural testosterone. They've got three locations to choose from. Houston, at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, now open in Webster. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. They're also the home of the free general male wellness checkup, so it's no charge to go out there and get checked out. That's $150 value. You're saving as soon as you walk in the door. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. They even do Saturday appointments, so get up there and get booked ASAP. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
I never had the courage to sign my name, then kiss my mother and board that plane.
Only this is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Step back, out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. That song always pumps me up. All right, 713-780-3776. John, are you having to answer the phones in there?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Somebody just not show up?
No, we're light on interns this week.
Oh. Well, sorry, I would not have told people to call because you have too much to do as it is.
No, it's fine.
Much less answer the phone. I would have done like first caller when I gave the thing away. Of course, that doesn't stop people from calling.
No.
So... Foster's asking you, I know Cormier said he's not interested in fighting Jones again. Do you think he should to solidify his legacy?
I think
Isn't Lesnar probably next?
Lesnar is going to be next. John Jones better worry about Alex Gustafson. That's a dude who, in my opinion, beat John Jones and kind of got ripped off. But that's not an easy fight for John Jones. But as far as Daniel goes, I mean, that dude's a two-division champion. He's going to retire undefeated as a heavyweight. I don't know that he needs anything to add to his legacy. He's one of the greatest of all time. John Jones is too. But let's face it, John Jones is now a steroid cheat. And once you're a steroid cheat...
Multiple steroid cheats.
Yeah, it's just that rolls with you forever. And so if John Jones or if Daniel Cormier looks back at his record and says, I've got one loss and it was to an actual caught steroid cheat, then I'm good.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I think it sounds like he's going to retire after Lesnar.
Yeah, I think that's what he's looking to do.
And he will have proven pretty much everything he needs to prove.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
832 says, Gym of the Day is just as iconic as Mr. Rogers' Won't You Be My Neighbor and Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with both of those.
Good comps.
Hey, a couple other games that we didn't get to. Your Owls of Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Getting 25 from Louisiana Tech.
Ooh. Yeah, look at that. That's a 23 and a half. Louisiana Tech was a 23.5 point dog last week.
Right.
Now a 25 point favorite. So they're saying Mississippi State's 48.5 points better than Rice?
Yeah, I think so. I would probably take Mississippi State to cover that.
I might
Rice.
Too.
But I won't take, I probably won't take Louisiana Tech.
No, I won't either.
Once you hose me,
I'm mad at them.
Yeah, to me, it's like a girl who stands you up. I'm not going to just take you back, no matter how hot you are, immediately.
Yeah.
You're going to have to wait a little bit. How about Florida International minus 10 at UTSA? Seems like a pretty big number on the road. And UTSA's
starting to fight.
Here's one of our go-tos, UAB, mm-hmm. minus 12 against Southern Miss at home.
I'll probably take that.
I probably will, too. Wow, Arizona State minus 12.5 against UCLA.
I don't know. I don't want anything to do with that game.
I have the Pac-12 has beaten me like a drum all year. That has been probably my worst plays of all come in the Pac-12.
I'll tell you what's gotten me is the ACC, and it pissed me off last week because I put out like a couple things. I was like, I think North Carolina State's going to – they'll probably end up beating Syracuse, and I think Clemson's going to destroy Louisville. But I've been so bad on the ACC that I didn't even want to play them. Both things happened.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it. Of course, when I don't do it, that's when it happens.
Big Ten and Pac-12 have been – I've just been off all year on. And so I've stayed away from the Big Ten. Actually, I've done best on the Big 12, and I've played the least amount on it, and I need to rectify that. Just looking at some early NFL lines – wow, here's one that I wouldn't – you just want to talk about an UGG fest. Your Jets minus 7.5 against the Bills.
That's so bad. You know what? I recommend that people go into their fantasy leagues and put your waiver claims in on Jets and Bills defenses.
Probably a good move.
Yeah. Either one. What's the total on that game?
37.
I don't know that I'll play that under because there's too much potential for pick sixes.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But
you can just get 21 points on defense.
Find like a turnover prop over 3.5, and I bet you're good.
Man, I might go punch a ticket on this right now. Falcons minus 4.5 at Cleveland.
I like that, too.
I think the Falcons are going to destroy the Browns.
I think so, too. I think the Falcons are have an up arrow, and the Browns... You're starting to see them unravel. They're starting to be the Browns.
I mean,
they're not as bad as they have been, but there were people who thought that they were a playoff contender.
Yeah, that was silly.
And now it's pretty clear they're not. There's obviously some letdown.
Yeah, and they played better than expected early, but they're still not very good. Plus, the more tape you get on Baker Mayfield, the easier it is to figure him out.
What's the Thursday game this week?
The Thursday game this week is
Carolina-Pittsburgh.
That's a good game, yeah. Yeah, that's for a Thursday game.
And that's
Steelers minus 4 at home.
I'll take Panthers. I'll get 4 points. I'll take that.
You know what I'll take? I'll probably take the over.
That might be the better play. Was it about 51?
I'm going to find it here. See, this is the problem is because it goes by day, so I have to scroll back.
Sorry.
That's okay. 51.5. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'll take the over there.
some of the other NFL games I'm looking at. But I like that Falcons game. Saints minus 5 at Bengals, I'll probably pass on. That was a big...
It's such a square play to bet on the Saints there. I don't want to do it, but I'm definitely not betting against the Saints right now because they've been pulling my pants down.
Yeah, but I also think as much as I've loved them a lot during this stretch, it's a tough spot coming off that Rams game. And they've got a lot of tough games ahead of them, too. This would be an easy spot for a letdown, so I'm probably not doing it. Buccaneers minus 3. Redskins.
Give me Redskins.
Yeah.
I understand Tampa's sexy because they put up big numbers. That doesn't make them a good football team. This isn't the Chiefs. I mean, they turn the ball over a lot. They are horrific defensively. No, I'll take the Redskins, safer play there. What'd that open at? There's no way that opened minus 3.
It opened plus, they were plus 1.5, now they're minus 3.
Yeah, I'll take all that Redskins. Y'all steam the hell out of that thing.
Here's another one I will take, Patriots minus 6.5 at Titans.
Same here. I don't understand that number. And again, it feels like a super square side, but I've been on the super square side with the Patriots the last 2 weeks against Buffalo when I had to give 14 on the road or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then last week against the Packers, and they covered both times.
Packers minus 10 against Dolphins.
I won't give 10 with the Packers.
No, I might lean Finn there, actually. Colts minus 3 at home against the Jaguars.
Love the Colts.
Yeah, I kind of do too in this spot.
And what's the total for that?
47.
Over 47.
Over 47, yeah. Bears minus 6.5 at home against Lion.
You know what? I keep saying, how do they give the Bears such big numbers? But, you know, I guess they're pretty good.
They are pretty good, but...
If I get a 7 with Detroit, I'll play that, though,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely a play-the-number game. Chiefs minus 16.5 against the Cardinals.
Get out of here with that. I'm not interested.
Nah, I'll pass.
They're obviously very capable of doing that, but that's a big number.
I might play
that, and it opened even bigger. It's come down. It was like 18 or 18 and a half.
It says here open 16.5 and it's stayed 16.5. Man, I know it's the double digit division dog, but Chargers minus 10 at Raiders. I'm not in the habit of giving up 10 points.
Well, yeah.
But the Raiders are so awful.
They are incredibly bad, and I think I'm higher on the Chargers than Vegas is.
In my updated Vegas like rankings, I moved the Chargers up. I mean, that going in and beating Seattle impressed me. Rams minus 10 against Seahawks, speaking of Seahawk.
Yeah, that's at the Rams. I don't think I'm looking to give 10 points there.
Me either. Eagles minus 6.5 at home against
the Eagles.
Yeah, I like the Eagles there too. And what a thriller we have on Monday night.
We've got the UTEP Rice of the NFL.
Yes, we do. And the 49ers are 3-point favorites at home over the Giants.
I shouldn't say that because the Raiders aren't involved in this game.
Or the Bills.
Yeah, there's plenty of teams out there.
It's more like UTEP and UTSA.
Okay, so this is also probably... I want to ask RJ about this game, which is... But I feel like maybe San Francisco is getting more respect than they should off of one performance from a third-string quarterback that nobody ever heard of.
Yep.
But boy,
I just can't bet the Giants.
I don't want to bet the Giants either. But off my head, I would say Giants.
Yeah.
But I mean, they've got the best player on the field, but...
But I have been completely wrong on the Giants all year. If I thought they were going to cover, they didn't.
Yeah.
And if I thought they weren't going to cover, they did, which is like one time. So, all right. So, is my man Lawyer Dave on the line? Let's go to Lawyer Dave because, hey guys, if you're out driving around tonight and you're in an accident, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, maybe you slipped at work and hurt yourself, you're going to call my man Lawyer Dave, right, Dave? You're going to take care of him.
You bet I am, Fred. I'm going to take care of him. Just give me a holler at 713-626-8900, and I'll tee you up. Or find me at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw. In fact, I'm sending a tweet out as soon as I get off the phone with regard to a case we tried this week on a zero offer, and the jury came back and gave me $40,000.
Nice. Beer's on you, man. But, no matter where you are, right? You're over in Beaumont, anywhere, you'll take care of them, right?
You bet. Anybody that can hear my voice through you, Fred, I can help them, and I will help them.
And you don't charge a dime for your consultations. You don't get paid unless they
win. All the consultations are free. In fact, a lot of people have accidents and their insurance doesn't cover it, or they don't have insurance at all. And we arrange for those folks to see the doctors they need to see with no money up front. And the final part of that is, when the client wins, we win. If we lose together, they don't owe me a penny.
And you will handle some other things, too, if people need it, right? So if they go ahead and call you, you can. If you can't do it, you'll get them with the right lawyer, right?
You bet I will. I mean, I had a call, or I actually got a text yesterday from somebody wanting me to prepare a will for their parents. And I said, you know, I sure will do that for you, because that's the kind of lawyer I am. It's a service business. And if I can't help them directly, I'll direct them to the person that can help them with whatever kind of problem they might have or question.
Yeah, we know who that was, I think.
That was me, Fred.
guys, listen, Dave's done stuff for me. He's a bulldog. If you need a lawyer, give him a call. Give him the number one more time, Dave, and let's get these blitzers to work here.
All righty, 713-626-8900. Hit me up, fellas, ladies. Blitzers, I'll help you.
All right. You need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And one last reminder that you can still get to your polling place by 7. All you have to do is be in line and you'll get a chance to vote. And there's several of them that are going to be open until 8. Which you'll have to check on yours, but because they weren't open on time this morning. So you still have a chance, even if you're just going to vote in a couple races, man, go and do it. Go get your voice heard. Or if, you know, you're in Houston and you just go vote for Prop B.
A couple people have asked me about Floyd Mayweather fighting Tenshin Nasukawa, who they're fighting under Rizin, which is an MMA company. They're fighting in the Saitama Super Arena, which is like the most legendary MMA venue in Japan. I don't think they're fighting in MMA rules. If they are, Floyd is going to die. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to go well for him. I shouldn't even say that, because this guy's not even an MMA fighter. He's a kickboxer, but he is an elite level kickboxer. He's 20 years old, but he is a top level kickboxer. And if they fight anything other than traditional boxing, Floyd's in trouble. If Tenshin can kick him, Floyd's in trouble, because he will kick his leg so hard so many times that Floyd has to change how he fights and he'll get knocked out. I believe that. But if they fight pure boxing, Floyd's going to kill him. He's a 20-year-old kid. I don't know what the rules are. They haven't announced the rules. My guess is they're waiting to announce the rules because they want to get some build on it before they just say, all right, guys, Floyd's boxing this 20-year-old Japanese kid. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'll say more about it when they announce what the rules are. How about that?
Fair enough. I'm not all that interested myself. So
I would be interested if they kickbox.
Yeah. If they're just going to box, I'm not interested.
There's nothing interesting.
But, yeah, if they're going to kickbox, sure, then I would care. But we know they're not going to do that. There's no way Floyd would do that. Friendly reminder, you know what matters? Soccer. You know what's coming on at 7 o'clock tonight? Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Yeah.
So, make sure you tune in for that for all of you who love, as, what Glenn calls it, the beautiful game.
Yes.
I don't really see the beauty in it, because I've seen Hope Solo out there and that's about it. But, and then we've all seen her naked too.
Yeah.
Which that kind of took the beauty out of it.
Full frontal.
Candy tweeted she did her part. She got her vote sticker. Man, it was such a pain in the ass just to get a sticker today. Man. And somebody made fun of me for wearing it on a Toronto Maple Leafs hat. That's like, it's nothing to do with anything. I just put it on the hat because it was convenient. And I wasn't wearing the shirt at the time because I just basically crawled out of bed to go over there. Kansas up 28-17 early on Michigan State. So that game must have started pretty early, huh?
Yeah. So, I think it started 6.
And then Kentucky.
I wanted to play Michigan State. Right now I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Well, there you go. Sometimes the best plays are the ones you don't make.
That's right.
Now, I didn't get my goalie switched in time, so I'm stuck with Bobrovsky. He does have 5 saves already, though.
Yeah.
And 0-0 in that one. But, my team's so bad. Jeez. And then, I've got guys who have been hurt, which doesn't help. I mean, my best player's out for at least another 3 weeks. But even guys like Max Pacioretty, who I thought was going to have a great year for the Golden Knights, he's been awful and then hurt and then awful. I'm baffled at how much I suck.
Did you see the video of the kid who got beat up at school?
I did not.
Did you see this, John?
No.
Okay, there's a video of this this kid and this teacher, and the kid's talking a bunch of smack and keeps calling him a mother effer, and
that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going wild, saying all this. Apparently, there's more video that they didn't show the first time of him. He threw a basketball at this teacher, and he's belittling this teacher in front of the class. And eventually, the teacher just swings on him and beats his ass. And I guess now obviously the guy's in trouble, but I kind of he's been arrested. I kind of think. I would have done the same thing. Some kid hit me with a basketball and starts mother effing me. I might have to beat his ass too. And if my kid did that to a teacher, I hope that teacher beats his ass too.
Yeah, well, I know
kids need to get beat up more.
Yeah, but you can't do it as a teacher. Just duck the basketball and get security and get them the hell out of there. But I have a lot of friends who are teachers, and my brother's a principal, and they deal with stuff like that all the time. It's some of the stories you hear, you're just like, golly, man, how do you even deal with it? And then, of course, the parents all come in and defend the kid. So, no, it's always the teacher's fault. It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
But, it's also one that's important, and there's a lot of good kids out there, too. There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ.
Yeah.
I think we need to remember that. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776. Well, you know what? I'm going to jump on here and play a couple of AJ's basketball games. And I'm going to do it on my bookie because I can do that. I can bet college basketball. I can bet the NBA if I want to. I can bet hockey. Of course, NFL and college football. And the great thing is, horses. Had a big weekend on the horses this weekend. And the great thing about my bookie is I know if I win, I'm going to get paid because they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years, and that's the best part. Some of these websites, man, you win, you're like, am I even going to get my money? Well, that's not a problem with my bookie. And they've got the in-game betting, so if AJ wanted to jump in and take on Michigan State right now, he could and probably get a little better number. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or just go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
94.1. I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we are back on the Blitz. One segment to go. And let's do Hey Man Bleep That because I've got one.
All right.
don't know if you saw the story about there's a couple Ottawa senators who are in some trouble after a video was released of them talking about talking bleep about their coaches. And the Uber slash cab driver recorded it. I got to say, if you're an Uber driver, I have no problem with you recording things if you're worried about, you know, somebody's going to shoot you or whatever. But to do it,
to blackmail people or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every team in NHL history has had guys in the cab bitching about coaches. So this Uber driver is a complete piece of garbage. And, you know, if you think about even some of the things we were in an Uber talking about, if somebody were recording, it would get us in trouble. So I have to say, Uber driver, you suck. You're a dickweed. I hope you die. And to you, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I'll see you with another Uber driver who's now been charged with manslaughter.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Danielle Chima, who's 29 years old, has been charged with second-degree manslaughter because he let 15-year-old Ryan Mullen, who I think is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, car surf on the roof of his car.
Oh, that's never going to end well.
He fell from the roof.
Do you charge extra for that, though?
Picked him up after a party, let him ride on the roof, smashed his head on the pavement. Chima dropped him to his friend's house instead of a nearby hospital. He died at his friend's house, and now his parents are obviously suing.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
But I don't know, man. I don't know who's to blame. I mean, the kid's obviously an idiot. But he's also 15, so he's
supposed to be an idiot.
I don't even know. Like, are Uber drivers allowed to pick up 15-year-old kids?
Yeah, they can't. Well, because like I've had to use, I don't remember if it was Uber, but I've used services for my kids occasionally when they needed to get somewhere, and I punched it in on my phone and picked them up and all. But yeah, they can do that.
Well,
neither one of them would ever ask to car surf.
No, this is bad Uber drivering. And to that I say, hey man, that.
Okay, John, you got an Uber story?
No, but I'm looking at, I did a quick Google search and it says that you're not supposed to, Ubers aren't supposed to pick up anybody under 18.
Yeah, that should be the rule.
Maybe the kid used like the parents' Uber account or something and picked them up.
Well, I think you have to have parents' permission for it, but I don't know.
Last night, getting onto 610, a car starts spinning and slammed on the wall on the entrance ramp of 610, and I get out. I'm the first car there. It happened like 20 feet in front of me, so I get out and I check the guy to see if he's okay. And the guy, the first thing, looks at me and goes, "Where's the other guy?" And I go, "Oh no." He goes, "Yeah, there was a truck. It clipped me and sent me into the wall." And I said, "He's not here." So, and I looked at the side of his car, and there's white paint. His car's black. There's this white paint streak across the back tire or the back near the back of his car. And I go, man, what a a-hole. So we had a hit and run situation last night here on 610 in Westheimer. And to that, I say, hey man, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm obviously against hit and runs.
What a D-bag.
Dude, I've seen it a couple times, and I saw it right at 610 and probably more like 610 in San Felipe. This guy slammed into the back of this car. I mean, it was a big truck. Slammed into him, took off. And I tried to follow the guy, which may be the wrong thing to do. But
at least if you can get his information. I wish somebody had done that when that happened to me.
I followed him as far as I could, but then, I mean, this guy's going like he's weaving in and out of traffic on 610 at 7 o'clock, which it ain't easy. And you gotta get on the shoulder and everything else. But dudes are scumbags.
Yeah, and this car, from what I saw, the car like spun through like two lanes and then hit the barricade on the other side.
So you didn't see the contact?
No. I mean, all I saw was when I got on the entrance ramp was a car spinning across the freeway and then hitting the wall against the entrance ramp.
People suck.
Yeah, it's a good thing it was a smallish car because who knows what would have happened if it was a kind of a big car and hit the wall a wrong way. Maybe it would have flipped over.
I you know, it's hard enough to drive in this city without people doing like what you're talking about, diving in and out of traffic and driving ridiculously fast and not paying attention and just thinking they're the only ones on the road. And, oh, I hit somebody. Oh, I guess I'll just leave.
Yeah.
And, you know, if everybody would just realize, hey, man, I need to pay attention and, you know, maybe not not try to drive 100 miles an hour when there's tons of traffic at 7 o'clock. You know, that just maybe, we'd have fewer accidents. I blame the immigrants.
Terrible.
I blame the immigrants. That's what it is.
Yep.
We got to put up a wall. Can't have those people driving here, AJ.
It's the caravan.
Yeah, the caravan. Have they had any accidents in that caravan?
I don't know. Probably. I bet they have bad hombres.
No. There's good and bad people on both sides. There's bad hombres. There are good and bad people on both sides, pal. All right. So, is college basketball what you're watching tonight?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, I'll watch that Kentucky-Duke game for sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping to, but I'm pretty sure the wife's going to want the TV on election results all night.
Yeah. I mean, I may just pull election results up on my computer.
Yeah.
Or depending on what my wife wants to do, if she wants to have the sound on the elections, I'll just put on my headphones and watch. I'll probably watch a game on both TVs, and then there's the Wyoming game's late. So
yeah, the problem is like tonight is she's doing one of her international closing things, so she'll be up until I don't know what time, and the TV will have to be on mute because she has to work down there. So I don't know. All right, it's gonna wrap it up tomorrow. Last day in studio for the week.
Yeah,
you know what, John? You did a great job today, pal. AJ, you did a great job as well.
Well, I had a laptop today.
I know. But you know what? Nobody out there knew the difference. You pulled it off yesterday.
Thanks, Fred. It made me feel good.
You know, I only partially sucked today.
You've been worse, for sure.
I know. Tomorrow, I'm going to be even worse. I can predict it now. All right. Hope everybody got out and voted today. And if you're home, on your way home, have a great, great night.
And don't run anybody in.
Don't run into anybody, especially on 59 or 290 or 610.
Camaros and F-150s. Stay away from them.
Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.